Alaska's longtime Senator Ted Stevens was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery today, near the nation's capital. The former Republican senator died on August 9th in a plane crash in western Alaska. A memorial in Anchorage last month honored his life. But today's burial ceremony was a chance for Washington, where he served for 40 years, to pay respects. APRN's Libby Casey was there and has this story.
The day started overcast, but by the time Ted Stevens' family arrived at Arlington National Cemetery, it had turned mild and sunny to senator's weather. That's what Stevens and his staff called a good change in the weather when they journey to a rural Alaska village and worry about conditions. Staffers say usually senator's weather would prevail. It did on Tuesday. The Air Force Band played the Battle Hymn of the Republic as a procession started to the gravesite. A horse-drawn carriage, or caisson, carried Stevens' body. Following behind the caisson was the Stevens family, wife Catherine, children and grandchildren. Some of his grandsons wore bright green Incredible Hulk ties, just like Stevens once did on the floor of the Senate. Hundreds of mourners filled in around the gravesite, including dozens of senators, with whom Stevens served for 40 years, longer than any other Republican. As an honor guard carried the casket, the final steps to the grave, the band played Goin' Home. Stevens served in the Army Air Corps in World War II, which entitled him to full military honors. The chaplain of the Senate, Reverend Barry Black, offered a prayer and called Stevens a force of nature with an amazing flair for the dramatic. He quoted the poet Longfellow's Song of Life, that great men leave footprints on the sands of time.
He left the exemplary footprint of passion for country. I've met a lot of people since coming to Capitol Hill. I have not met anyone who loved his country more than Ted Stevens. And I know I've met no one who loved Alaska more than Ted Stevens, who was one of her founding forebears.
After the service, Reverend Black said as Senate chaplain, he had a personal connection to Stevens.
He was a gentleman who had a tremendous sense of humor. And because of the similarity of our military backgrounds, he always had a way of getting me to laugh. And inevitably, he would leave me with a smile on my face, and I had the privilege of seeing him every morning because he was the president pro tempore who would open the Senate with prayer. So he was an amazing man and an individual who left exemplary footprints on the sands of time.
As part of the military honors, airmen fired off a trio of rifle volleys. Four F-22 Raptors flew overhead as a bugler performed taps. The Honor Guard folded the American flag from Stevens' casket, and the band played the Air Force hymn. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz presented the flag to widow Catherine Stevens. Overhead, two hawks circled in the sky and landed in a nearby tree. Family friend from Fairbanks, David Monson, says it was a perfect symbol for the man who loved to fly.
And then they came back again and just flew across, and it was like the missing man formation. They flew across the trees and then disappeared into Arlington. It was incredible. It was incredible. Everybody was moved.
As the crowds lingered among the headstones, Alaska Congressman Don Young recalled his years serving alongside Ted Stevens.
I'm going to miss my good friend. I got to be with the family during the service, which was nice. Ben and Walter and their wives and their kids, and you know, they're going to miss him, and it was, for the kids especially, it was a trying time, but Alaska's going to miss the senator. In retrospect, though, he lived a great life.
Stevens was also remembered Tuesday at a public event at the Kennedy Center. In the Senate chambers, his colleagues shared their own Ted Stevens stories, including top Republican Mitch McConnell.
He lived an incredibly full life, most of it in service to his nation and more specifically to his state. His colleagues in the Senate admired and even sometimes feared him, but Alaskans loved him without any qualification. To them, he was just Uncle Ted, a title that I'm sure will live on.
As the crowds left Arlington National Cemetery, the body of Ted Stevens awaited final interment in the hilly, quiet spot. You can see Washington from the site across the Potomac River. When the leaves fall off the trees soon, you'll be able to glimpse the U.S. Capitol from Ted Stevens' final resting place. At Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Libby Casey.